Weekends on the Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson. Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning on this lovely Saturday. It's going to get a little too hot today. I mean, I'm not going to complain, though, compared to all the bad rain that we've had recently. But it's only going to be 95, 97 degrees today on this Saturday. And man, does it feel good, though, to not be in the rain, be inside, to talk to everybody. It's Hunter Brody sitting to my left. Oh, man. And we start with the word of the week. The word of the week this week is offense. And you might be wondering, well, why? Well, because the offense, with what's been said this week, offense, we're going to have to discuss it. Because for years in this city, Hunter, you're from here, I'm from here, Dylan, who's producing, is from here. We love defense in this city. We love defense in this city. Oh, we love defense. And we never win anything. We don't win anything. We're perpetual losers in this city, but defense, defense, defense. And we love the cliche of defense wins championships here because Philadelphia, we love it. Concrete Charlie. And then you work your way forward. We love it. Hard-nosed, gritty players. If you're hard-nosed and gritty, you're not doing nothing on offense. The best thing Rocky did was block punches with his face. As Apollo teed off on him, he didn't do nothing on offense. Just getting beat up. That's toughness. That's this, that, and the other thing. Well, if you pay attention to sports this week, perhaps we need to change our thoughts. And that's why the word of the week is offense. There's a lot of places to go. We go to the Phillies, who hit the cover off the ball on the West Coast. Now, Jason Stark was on with Mike Missanelli, and they said right now, this is the odd thing, the West Coast ball and the East Coast ball are different. So you got to put that into play. And they do make a lot of contact. But now I feel like it's been about a year since that happened. They scored one run yesterday. It took forever to do that. None two out of the three games before. Hunter, what the hell's going on with the Phillies offense?
I wish I had the answer. Now, I'm just hoping and praying that all these hard hit balls and the sweet spot that it's finding on the bat, that over 162, and as the weather gets nicer, it'll start resulting in driving the baseball. And one thing I'm disappointed about, too, is clearly Bryce Harper means a lot to this team, right? But you would think after the additions that were made, while he still means a significant amount, that you would at least be able to hold the fourth down a little bit better with Schwarber and Castellanos?
You would think.
This is miserable. Miserable.
It is. And also, with that in mind, Friday, Sunday, okay, they have been hitting the ball. We're going to get him this shot, and he should be good to go. As I see in the background, John Smoltz having to do stuff from his home because he's not allowed to go to anything. Can't work in baseball, can't go to golf, but he can talk from his office with his camera too low and leather-bound books behind him. And wood paneling. But anyway, he'll play by Wednesday. All right, makes sense. The goal, and then they change. Well, he won't be able to throw in 4 weeks, like we had said. It'll be another 6 weeks, and then we'll see. So late July, early August is the earliest he can play the field. And we go, that's problematic, but he's already said it doesn't hurt him to swing the bat. He's been swinging the bat really well. It'll all be fine. Wednesday came, he didn't play. Thursday came, he didn't play. Friday came, he didn't play. Is it okay to be concerned about Bryce Harper now that he's multiple days past when they said he was going to play and he's still not playing?
Absolutely. I would feel way worse, though. My panic meter will go even higher than it is now. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm sitting in that 5.5, 6 range right now. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't touch the field this weekend, that's got to shoot up to around 8, don't you think? Because now you're missing.
I'm at 10.
You're at 10. Okay. Well, it's sniffing, moving in that direction.
I'll be at 10 if he doesn't play at all this weekend. He's got to play today or tomorrow. If he doesn't, then that means something's now wrong. And that, what does it mean? Surgery? They botched the shot? What does it mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw on the Inquirer there were a couple of doctors that were spoken to and they were trying to get down to the bottom of it. But it's so different because it depends on the level of the tear for each player. You can't look at somebody else going through the same situation and apply it to where Bryce Harper is. So, I mean, my gut tells me he's not playing right field no matter what. They keep trying to sell us July or August and this and that. Mm-hmm. I don't see him playing the field at all. So just get me at this point, unfortunately, a DH all year, and that's where I'm going to have to be. But I have no idea where we're at right now. This is very disheartening.
It is. Now, the good thing is the Mick made his start his rehab assignment, and that'll really balance out the defense and give you the center fielder that this team truly needs, and that'll help propel the team as, you know, do you believe in reincarnation?
Anything besides Roman Quinn.
No, but I'm saying, do you believe in reincarnation, like at a larger point?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think there was a hard drinking, got a new liver, continued hard drinking guy who played 90 minutes or so north of here, who passed away from the drinking and had the same initials. And perhaps this guy, and also came up with the Yankees and got sent down and then came back and really became that superstar. I'm talking about one Mickey Mantle, the second best Mickey, because Mickey Moniak is going to be up here soon, killing the game on his way to a Hall of Fame career as he becomes the first Club Tyrone member to make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
It'll be between him, Mylotta,
well, hold on. We're not,
Sweat.
We're not happy with Mylotta right now.
We'll get to that.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that. Also with the theme of offense. So we talked about the Phillies. If you're concerned, 610-632-0975. We'll talk more about it because the pitching has actually been decent, or better than decent at most times. Wheeler's back. Everything's good. But the offense now, all of a sudden, struggling. Then you have, yesterday we find out that Matisse Thybulle was named second team, all defensive team for the second year in a row. And here's the problem. Outside of this city, there's probably people that go, man, I remember seeing that Thybulle guy. He's a real good defender. I wish my team had him. And then all of us would say, no, you don't. Would you like him? We'll give him to you free of charge. And they'd say, well, why? And it would be, the answer would be because he doesn't know how to play offense. He's a player who's supposed to be really good on defense, yet he's completely unplayable on offense. But this city for years has loved defense and loved Smiley Thybulle. Oh, look at him over there smiling and taking pictures and living in the Fishtown area. He must be awesome. Well, why was he completely unplayable? Why so often is he completely unplayable? Is our entire being, our entire existence, all fake? And when it comes down to it, defense is overrated. Thybulle, to me, might be the embodiment that defense is overrated. And here's another thing. Joel Embiid kicks ass on defense. He's fantastic. Wouldn't that help him with the MVP? Guys came up with a stat to try to say that Jokic was as good. Meanwhile, Jokic gets taken out of games late because of his defense, and Embiid stays in. So no one seems to value it anymore. And in the case of Thybulle, you can't play him. Maybe our entire defense, Philly loves defense, just city defense. Maybe it's been wrong all along, Hunter. Maybe it's been wrong all along.
It does matter, but in terms of you being able to build around it as your brand and identity, I think you have to look in another direction of where we are in sports right now. And, you know, when you're talking about Thybulle and his inability to play offense, there's one man that I thought about who's currently playing, and that's Marcus Smart. And that's a guy who, he does bring that edge, that attitude, that fire, clearly a different level than Matisse Thybulle, but it just shows you that it's not that you can't have a player that works his tail off on that end of the floor or changes the game on that side of the floor, but do you see the difference in what Boston is capable of doing with the Marcus Smart on the offensive side compared to the defense? And if Smart didn't have that, he would be unplayable. So you still need it, and it's still a part of a team that wins. You could look through teams that have success, and they will have a grit about them on the defensive side. But without the offensive ability, it's irrelevant. So I don't want to say it's not important, but is it overvalued if your offense isn't more intense? No doubt about it.
Well, or if you just don't work hard.
Sure.
And get to NBA quality. And Thybulle, for whatever reason, you have to ask him. He says he puts a lot of thought into things. Then his answers never make sense after he puts a lot of thought into things. So maybe he needs to think more. Or maybe he just doesn't understand what hard work is.
That's true, because we've heard that Ben Simmons is in the gym, but is he working on the right things when he's in the gym? So you're not working hard if you're not applying it correctly.
They say that when you're really talented, and every player that makes the NBA was really talented growing up, contrary to what we like to believe, even a guy like T.J. McConnell, relative to you, meaning anybody listening, T.J. McConnell would destroy you in basketball. He would destroy you. Like, you would have no chance.
Yeah, he'd cross you up.
Yeah, not me, but others.
Oh, come on. Not everyone else but you.
Not everybody else.
You're taking a charge?
No, I don't believe in that. I've got to slap my feet and stay in front. I don't. Charges for punks. That's that Duke defense. That's not real defense. Take a charge. I hate that. Why don't you move your feet and block the shot or really challenge? What you flopping on the ground for?
No, I don't flop. I legitimately take the charge.
No, it's
but
not.
If it's a block, I'll let you know.
No.
It's a psychopath move early on in the game. It's like, this kid just, what?
We're not doing that in a pickup game.
Okay.
You can charge as much as you want in a pickup game.
All right.
Your job is to get the hell out the way. But regardless of that, you don't know how to work hard until you're pressed to the limit. Clearly, Thybulle fakes he works hard. But you saw that he couldn't make any shots. So that's troublesome. And the third tier of this with the word of week offense is, you read the same column I did, Hunter, where David Murphy said that the Eagles have a Super Bowl roster and it's up to Jalen Hurts. And I talked about this some yesterday. Well, that's a lot of pressure on one Jalen Hurts. So I don't want to just talk about just Jalen Hurts again. But I will say this. For everybody out there, 610-632-0975, and you as well, Hunter. Looking at the Eagles' offense, let's make the offensive line a given. Because that's quality, and they got more depth. That's going to be good. But when you look at the wide receivers, the running backs, and the quarterback, the combination of all the skill guys on offense, I come away with, I believe the wide receivers are very, very real and could be elite, could be the best amongst the best in the league. Because I think Devontae's real, A.J. Brown is real, and I think as a number three with speed, Quez can really do some things. And then whoever you have in the fourth spot, whatever.
Yeah.
Greg Ward, whatever. And you have, obviously, Goddard. No complaints there. Running backs, I got some issues. Quarterback, I have some issues. Is this, since it's out there now, I didn't expect to see it, but I saw a tremendous amount of people, and I mentioned it on the show yesterday, say, I agree with this. Is this a Super Bowl? We know the offensive line is good enough. Let me put that to the side. Is the rest of this offense Super Bowl quality right now in your mind?
It's hard for me to make the jump from last year with all the good moves that Howie made. And logically, before we see anything pan out, just in terms of what we can grade right now, those moves were really stellar. Bringing in an A.J. Brown, getting a Bradberry opposite of Darius Slay. When you think of what he did in the draft, like there were a lot of good moves that we can sit here and say, I could understand the thought process here, and you're going from what the defense was last year with Jonathan Gannon's poor ideas, but also poor talent on that side of the ball, and it's been a tremendous upgrade. But to hear the level of Super Bowl caliber, do you understand what that really is? That is a major, major jump. And I know you can say in theory, well, you had 9 wins last year. Look at all the added talent. That has to mean that they're going to win X more games, but that's not really how this league works. I'm a little baffled by it. Look, there's nothing wrong with saying last year they won 9 and got blown out by 30 in the playoff game. Realistic expectation, a fair expectation, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but if they win 10 or 11 regular season games, so 10-7, 11-6, they win the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, context matters for game 2. If they get blown out by 30 again, there's a lot more that we have to take care of, right? Because the end goal is to be in that Super Bowl caliber.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a fair, win a playoff game, win 10 or 11 regular season games. I feel that should be more of the conversation instead of jumping all the way to Super Bowl.
You're right. I completely agree. I also don't even know if the defense is Super Bowl quality either. I do think it's definitely better than last year. My issue is I don't know if the defensive coordinator is any good.
I know.
Maybe he's great.
I have to imagine, though, that he's better than what he gave us last year.
I can't. I don't have to
imagine. I know you don't, but I have to imagine he's better.
I don't have to imagine it. The reason I don't is because he stunk. So I can't assume that he doesn't stink when the only thing I've seen was stunk. And don't give me the stats. Playing the safeties really deep and just having playing bad quarterbacks doesn't make you smarter.
Yeah, his
stats
don't
work. Because you saw what happened when he played a good quarterback, a good offense every single time. Brady was up 31-0 in the playoff game, and his defense didn't do anything about it. So I think, and I think it's a problematic, it's an NFL problem that guy was allowed to interview for a head coaching job.
I don't disagree with that. You think, like, there should be a threshold?
I feel like if you stink like that, you shouldn't even be. So let me get this straight. This guy has earned nothing. He's been a defensive coordinator 1 year, and his defense was embarrassing. Carr, a bunch of quarterbacks set their completion records in victories, by the way. It's not like, oh, we let them dink and dunk, but we won the game. No, you let them do whatever they want, and you lost. Carr had his best game as a pro against them, and it would have been worse. The only difference was, on one play, a receiver ran the wrong way. He throws the ball inside. The receiver goes outside. The Eagles get a lucky interception going into the end zone, or it would have been even worse. He completed over 80% of his passes. And now to believe that this coordinator's smart? No. Maybe the players make a difference, but I don't know about that. But on the offensive end, is Miles Sanders a what is he? And here's why I say that. We see the flashes. How many touchdowns did he have last year? And then, so it's always something. Either he's getting big chunk plays the last year of Peterson's era, but not consistent through four quarters. Or last year, he can't score, couldn't stay healthy, hence why he's on a lame duck contract this year. Now, I know the running back position isn't what it used to be, but that more means they're not paying the guys. Most of the good teams that win have somebody of quality in that backfield. Is Gainwell ready to step up? I don't know. I do like Boston Scott for what he is, but Sanders has to be the key. Is he good enough?
There's always something missing, and it's hard to put my fingers on it, but you alluded to it. It's almost as if there's something, whether it's the hamstring, whether it's the fumbling issue, or there's a big gap created by your offensive line, and he's hitting the wrong hole.
Right.
I like Miles Sanders for what in from a broad sense of what he can be, but there's just something missing. And you touched on Dallas Goedert. Maybe I'm being harsh. I want to get your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. Where last year, without Zach Ertz, it's a different type of vibe for who Dallas Goedert is. But he finished with 830 yards.
And that was with miss. Did he miss a little time?
He played 14 games he started. So, yeah, two games, you missed three games. Two, three games. Yeah. So that's a good point by you as well. But I just feel that he just needs to focus that. Those drop passes that now become catches will elevate him into that next tier. So I'm being critical of him because I think he can take that next step and be in that next tier. But all those miss, he turns his head before he catches the ball. If that gets cleaned up, the separation from where he is now and what he can be, which is a monster difference for what this offense could possibly be, I need to see that from Dallas Goedert.
That's fair. That's very fair. He could be, we don't know if he'll have a better career than Ertz. He could be more dangerous. He's a little faster, better run after the catch guy, better blocker.
Definitely.
So he can play more. And we saw how much he had to block last year with the remedial offense that they ran. And that does bring it. We can't ignore Jalen Hurts. It's part of the reason why the word of the week is offense. If people are going to put out this early. Now, I get why this happened. The Sixers lose. The Phillies come back off a West Coast trip where most people didn't watch most of the games because they were on too late. They're humans. They have jobs. Like, I'm not going to blame people for not staying up to 1 a.m. if they got to be at work at 7 a.m. Like, it is what it is. So they come back home. People hadn't watched. The Sixers lose. It's the first full week without it. And people are looking to grab onto something. And they don't really want to grab onto Celtics Heat because they want to root against the Heat, but they can't root for the Celtics. Yeah. And even if they like Jimmy Butler, they know Miami's not good enough. And that'll bear out over this series. They're not good enough. So people are in a bit of a tough spot. So they gravitate to the positive place. They sign Bradberry this week. They get excited, and they go to the Eagles. And this is how I think this starts. So then people say, wow, my number pre-Bradberry was 9 because I don't give any human being the benefit of the doubt. Once they got Bradberry, it's 10 or 11. You can't have a mop and a bucket at one of the corners and say, oh, the defense is going to be good, when Gannon, I'm not sure, is very smart. I have no proof that he's smart. None at all. So I just don't have any proof that he's smart.
I love it.
I need proof.
I agree with you. I do. It's hysterical on how how crazy it was last year with him.
And then he gets head coaching. Like, don't get me started. Bieniemy, no. But by all means, let's talk to Gannon 17 times. He has a proven track record as an assistant defensive coordinator, as the D-backs coach. His 1 year as defensive coordinator, that defense was atrocious. But anyway, people get excited. So then they start to think, okay, well, they can win a division. And they could win a division. I'm not saying that. They can't do that. People can't. That's not good enough. They have to jump right to Super Bowl. And if you're going to do that, you're putting a lot of pressure on Sirianni. You're putting pressure on Gannon to just have a pulse this year, not just go ahead down the field and score. But we'll try to make you do it slow because we're smart.
If we see a
team... give up 12 yards of play. Yeah, we're making you dig a dunk.
If we see a team go 85% completion percentage through the second half again or anything along those lines, fireball offense. There's no excuses for this. You're not playing Jaquette on the outside. You're not playing these guys out there. There's no way that I should be seeing Carson Wentz. What is that, week three they play Washington? Yeah. There's no way that we should be seeing numbers of Carson Wentz going 85%.
Right.
Come on now.
Knowing he wants to throw it to the other team and be stupid. So, the offense. So, three tiers today, people. Word of the week is offense. Number one, has our Philadelphia mentality of defense wins championships been the wrong mentality for all these years? Because I can tell you, we've believed in it all our lives, and we've won nothing. We've won nothing. Like, the best defense was the Reggie White, Jerome Brown, et cetera, defense. Golic was on that team. Rob Pitts, bring it home for Jerome. Clyde Simmons, B&E, and all them. Seth Joyner. They didn't win anything. They didn't win anything. A lot of our beloved, the Larry Brown AI team was a defensive team. They didn't win anything. They didn't win anything. The Phillies can't score. Are you concerned? Are you concerned about Harper? Thibel, second team all defense. Does that mean you like him as a player? Or does his lack of offense, word of the week, mean he's kind of unplayable and maybe you'd be okay if he got traded to the Bulls? Who want him? Maybe that could be part of a LaVine deal. In a sign and trade, because apparently it's not a slam dunk. He'll be back. He's about to have his knee scope. Not too concerned about that, although he has had some knee issues. And the Eagles. People out there are saying Super Bowl team. Not us, but people. And it's not just fans. Media people have said it. Super Bowl roster. Is the offense from the Eagles? Because we know nothing about Gannon. We know the players are better, but we have no idea. Let's give Gannon the benefit of the doubt on the side for now, even though I don't believe in it. And let's say the defense will be much improved. Is the Eagles' offense hurts the running backs and the receivers? Are they collectively a Super Bowl-level unit, or are people getting a little carried away? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'm Tyrone Johnson. He's Hunter Brody, and we'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Weekends on the Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson. Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now we're talking here. I'm Tyrone Johnson, Hunter Brody, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. As Kenny Loggins brings us back to the danger zone. Now, Now, Hunter.
I know we're going. Where are we going here?
Well, Dylan's a fraud. Like, I hate to say it, but at least I'm saying it to his face. Dylan's a damn fraud. Are you familiar with the movie Top Gun?
I am, but I also told you in the past that I'm not a big movie guy.
Yeah, it's no excuse. I'm not a big food person. Like, do you know whether Top Gun is fantastic?
Well, I've seen Top Gun, but I'm not someone where people go movie quotes and remember that. Like, I watched it probably like 15 years ago, and that's
why?
The last
time I saw. What's wrong with you? Why?
Because movies are too long.
Sick of this. I'm sick of y'all.
But here's what
I'm
saying.
Sick of y'all. No, Dylan says, oh, it's just good. It's way better than good. It's great.
It's great. I'm tired of this.
But then you over there, I've seen it 15 years ago.
Yeah, I've seen it like 15 years ago.
Stop with this.
What?
Okay, stop with this.
What?
This is the problem with the youths, with these 20-somethings. All right? This is the problem with y'all. Y'all did never have to go through anything. What was your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Well.
What was your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
I'm trying to think.
So you don't know?
DuckTales.
Yeah. DuckTales was yours. DuckTales.
I think I would go like Power Rangers.
Rangers is not a cartoon.
I know, but that's what I would do Saturday morning when I was younger.
So you didn't watch cartoons?
Well, Tom and Jerry.
What was your favorite? The fact that you don't know means you don't have nothing.
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Y'all know nothing about Muppet Babies. Y'all know nothing about Smurfs because it kind of speaks to your character.
What?
If you don't think that Top Gun's a great movie, I don't know if I can trust you.
But see, I'm not saying it's not a great movie.
No. He said it's a good movie.
Well, so now that's him. I'm not saying it's not a great movie. I'm telling you that I'm not the person to label it.
No, you got to be able, if you can't be able to discern watching Top Gun, digesting Top Gun, and then your output is, wow, that was a cinematic experience, then I don't trust you as a human being. Either one of you guys. I wouldn't leave my wallet down on the table and leave the room. I'm not doing anything. Because if I can't trust you, you'll steal. And I've been told that if a person will steal, they'll kill. And Milton, you guys are murderers as far as I'm concerned, not knowing about Top Gun.
Think about where he just went, right?
That's right.
The fact that
I said it's a top 10 movie from 1986.
I haven't watched a movie
top
in 15
movie from
years.
1986. Yeah,
Aliens is better.
Aliens is not better.
Aliens is better.
It's not better.
But here's the difference with me. I'm aware, and I will admit that I'm not up to speed in this area, but I'm not unwilling to sit down and say, all right, Tyrone, you're telling me this is the... I will go home and make sure I do my research so we can have a logical conversation. So all these movies, right? Because
I'm only talking about the top tier. I'm not saying every release at the box office every Friday. I'm talking about maybe five total movies. Here are the five.
But see, the five, I'm so not well-versed in this area where I think I need to sit down and watch these five that you're going to get.
Top Gun. Watch Top Gun. That's an action movie. You do have to watch The Godfather. That's the longest one. You have to watch it. I'm not saying that there aren't, well, to me it's the best movie, and I understand that it's older, but certain classics, the youths have to keep it going. It's like family traditions. Going to grandma's house, just because you get grown, you still should go see your grandma. It's kind of like that. That's The Godfather. All right? Top Gun, Godfather. Goodfellas. Have you seen Goodfellas?
I've seen all of these movies before. It's just been a long time since I tuned it in. That's all.
Now, I always say Goodfellas, great movie.
Goodfellas is a great movie.
Top Gun's good.
So is Godfather.
Godfather.
And so is Top Gun.
Godfather all-time movie.
Top Gun,
good. Good.
All-time movie.
It's a good movie. The last time I saw
it's like a 7 out of 10.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not that busy.
I am. I'm a busy man. You don't know what I do.
You're not that busy.
You don't know what I do.
Yes, I do know what you do.
What do I do?
You're watching TikTok rappers. You're buying sneakers. You can be watching movies during that time.
I don't know, man. There's...
Top Gun was on Wednesday on Paramount while the Phillies were on. I was switching back and forth.
Well, see,
from the
there
Phillies
you go. I'm trying to work.
Come on, you're trying to win.
I want to see if the offense is going to score a damn run.
They didn't score.
I didn't know that.
They didn't score during that whole game. They didn't score at all. I could turn on, watch this. Oh, there you go. Get them, Mav, and then switch back. At the fact that so those three so far, okay? Those three so far that you have to watch. Now, I'm trying to be, for animation, you can pick. You have to watch either Shrek or Toy Story.
Okay, I've seen all of those. Plenty of
those. Well, I'm saying you have to include animation.
Okay.
You can pick there.
Of the two, I'd say I enjoy Shrek more than Toy Story.
I'm the opposite.
Okay. Both are good, though.
All right. And then number five is you have to pick one of the newer classics. Now, You can pick from the edge of the new, new as a relative term in cinematic, like a Pulp Fiction, or I could allow Boogie Nights or The Departed.
Ooh, The Departed's a good movie.
You pick from those, Pulp Fiction, Boogie Nights, or The Departed.
Okay, so I have some homework to do.
All right, Top Gun, The Godfather, Goodfellas, Shrek or Toy Story, and then either Pulp Fiction, the oldest one, moving a little bit more new, Boogie Nights, and then the newest of the three. And then also, you probably should have seen Ocean's 11.
I got some homework to do.
You haven't seen Ocean's 11?
I've not seen Ocean's 11.
Have you seen Ocean's 11?
Yeah, I like it.
Just the way that he speaks, though, I don't believe in a lot of what Dylan's saying.
You can't believe in him.
Yeah.
You can't trust him.
Well, the stapler is...
Are we going to put Ocean's 11 as an all-time movie?
Ocean's 11 is an all-time fun movie.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not... What do you think this is? I'm the Academy? You watch movies like, what do you mean? Of course, sometimes you're watching a movie for fun.
Well, I was watching WWE back in the day instead of that.
You watch that?
Of course. Booker T, baby. I'm cracking up listening to you as a Booker T.
All right, now.
Come on now, Rey Mysterio, but Booker T was...
Was your guy.
Yeah.
All right, now. Yeah. Now, Top Gun, this is from Eric Camille, coach. All right, so sign your paychecks. So fall in line here, fellas. Top Gun is one of the best movies ever made. Hunter and Dylan are frauds. With an exclamation point.
It's our last show.
This is the guy who lied about me lying about the stapler. So are we really going to take Coach's word for it?
I'll tell you what. You bite your tongue when you talk about Coach. Don't you dare say something.
He made up false rumors that I was a fall guy.
It's not a false rumor.
I broke the stapler.
You didn't break the stapler. All right, 610-632-0975. The word of the week is offense. And I find it offensive that you guys are so cavalier about certain movies. Now, I'm not saying, like, I haven't seen every single movie in the Marvel Universe, the modern Marvel Universe. It's too many. It's too many. But do I know what's going on? Yes. And do I denigrate them? No, Dylan. For you to say to me, out of your mouth, that Top Gun is just good is the same as you walking up to me and punching me dead in the face. That's how bad it is for you.
Did
to
I say
that.
Just good? I said it's good.
Right, not great. Not like him. That would be like me grabbing Hunter by the head, him fighting, hockey fight style. I pull his shirt over his head. Then I pull it all the way over. He's wondering, what the heck is he doing? He had control. I'm trying to get to his hair, and I cut his hair. That's the kind of disrespect it is for you. Now, how upset would you be about
whoa.
That?
Whoa. I don't know how I would even operate, but this is almost...
You don't know how you would even operate.
Yeah, I don't know how I would live if I had short hair.
No, hold on.
Yeah, which no, I did on. Do once
hold
in my life.
No, no.
No, we can't go over that?
But no, we get to it, but hold on. In all seriousness, you're a guy getting married soon.
Yes.
All right? You posted recently, I think you were at a wedding with your fiance.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Yes.
Great moment. Young couple, young love.
Well, thank you.
That's very cute.
Thank you.
None of that's real without the hair?
It's a different
because
personality.
Because here's the problem. If you cut the hair and then you feel different, she then could feel different about you.
I know.
Because you're not you.
I know.
So you think that at least what percentage of your relationship?
Yeah, is my hair.
Is your hair. Meaning, what I mean is what you're able to bring to her that she likes, right? Because if relationship is, now people, it's either this, people. Either relationship is 50-50 or 100-100. It's either one. I like to think it's 100-100. But let's do 50-50 for this particular math thing. You're all in with all 50 of her. So put her to the side, all right? She's not the problem here.
Of course.
You're the problem.
Of course.
All right. You, sir, I pull that move. I don't know why. I'm in a bad mood. I start a hockey fight with you. You're comfortable in that space. You've been in hockey fights. So when I go for the shirt, you're like, oh, man. You're like, uh-oh, this is how he gets control. And you expect me to maybe come with the uppercut.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Because you're thinking to block the face. You go to do that, and you block your face, as I block the microphone. You block your face. But instead, I pull the shirt over, get scissors, and boom, the man bun gone. You then have to go home. The fight, I'm saying, let's say you win the fight after. I get the hair, you dominate. I got stitches and stuff, but the hair is still going. As you punch me, I'm not blocking it because I got the hair in my hand and I'm in there holding it up because it's like a hair match in wrestling back
Cup.
In the day. All right, I won.
It's the Stanley Cup.
You still got to go home. And you tell her all about how you won the fight, but you turn around and she goes, but did you? Because the hair is gone. What percentage of you dies that moment?
Whew. A lot. A lot. See, well, the thing is, though,
I'm saying the 50-50.
Yeah.
What percentage? We know she's still bringing 50 at that point. What is your percentage? Because I got a feeling you guys will be short of 100.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Well,
15?
You lose 15% is hair.
Maybe.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you this. If I walked in here, no headband, right? Like, is it?
No headband.
If I walked in here with no headband, what do you think? That's a little strange.
I would not.
You don't think so?
The headband alone, no. I wouldn't even think anything else. I'm like, okay, well.
But you don't think the hair / headband / like all of this is me, right? If I had no tattoos and a shaven head with like a fade, that's not me.
I don't know.
You would honestly not say a word. I walked in here and I go to Supercuts. I get a buzz.
I mean, of course,
I'd go to the barber, but I'm just saying, in a hypothetical word, I walk out and go to Supercuts.
You would end up going. Actually, this is where you would end up going.
Where's that?
You would end up going to this weekend's sponsor, because this week's programming is brought to you by Sal's Barbershop. 10 locations in the Philly Burbs. Find them at salsbarbershopsvip.com. So there you have it. That's where you would go. So you get your hair cut. And you really think that you wouldn't be you?
No, of course not.
Do you think it would affect your self-esteem?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me?
Right. So then your fiance, who you've been with for a long period of time, would now, she's used to confident, swaggy bros. Now you got no swag, no confidence.
That's not good.
Now maybe she starts to question whether or not you can be the, quote, man of the house.
Of course.
So you're saying that if your hair accidentally got cut, it could lead to either the wedding not happening or a divorce?
Absolutely. But see, I trust you enough.
I can't believe I do that to him.
You wouldn't do that to me. I would never do that to you. I've never put you in that situation.
Listen, if I had a haircut, I'd be the same swag. It wouldn't bother me. But I wouldn't do that to you. I was just wondering what would happen if I did, but I might have to.
Possible divorce.
It could be that bad.
Possible divorce.
No, my wife would be mad, but... Like, she get over it, and then, like, I don't care. But apparently,
I did do it to him, though, by saying Top Gun's a good movie.
No. You saying Top Gun's a good movie is the equivalent of you hit me in the face with a brick.
Or cutting his hair.
Like, I don't understand the whippersnappers out here these days. I don't want to be that way, but this is what I've noticed about generations, all right? 610-632-0975. That's what I notice about generations. You see, in my generation, you had to look to the older folks and respect the elders and keep up with the younger people, okay? 15 minutes, by the way, until a must-get pair of sneakers comes in. Let me tell you.
We're both going to strike out.
Maybe. But I
haven't
worn
in so long, I feel I'm due.
I have won.
Jordan 3s only.
No, I won recently.
You won again?
All right. Oh, yeah, I won the Air Force Ones.
Air Force.
Yeah, the Forces.
That's right.
Yeah. So I haven't tried since. I had to take a break because I had multiple pairs of shoes. I include this one that I, these ones, the mids.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I had to wear the mids.
Yeah, those are nice.
All right. I'm just saying, I enjoy them. They're comfortable. Now, just as an update, Dylan, make sure if you have any personal belongings here, you take them with you when you leave, including that Golden Rod shirt out there, because he says, tell Dylan this is his last shift ever. Get out. So there you go, Dylan. Hope it was worth it. So how do you feel about Top Gun again?
It's good.
Wow.
See, you don't care.
That was it. That was the chance. This
is a guy with another job lined up. See, we didn't know Dylan was already talking to the other stations down there. Maybe it can't be a station in the building. I guess you don't want to commute all the way out to Bala Cynwyd. You want to go to one of the stations in the city, huh?
See, you're saying it was like an old thing. Like, I don't like old movies. My favorite movie's older than Top Gun.
What's your favorite movie?
The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing.
Okay. I mean, that's better than Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, it's much better than Top Gun. It's an all-time classic.
It's what?
An all-time classic.
What's an all-time classic?
The Thing.
As compared to Top Gun?
Yes.
Okay, how's the soundtrack of The Thing?
Well, it doesn't have a soundtrack. It has a score.
It has a score.
It has a great score.
Yeah, and so does Top Gun has a great score. And guess who was featured throughout that score?
Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins, who's awesome. And don't you say anything bad about Kenny. Don't you do it.
Wait, but the Thing has Kurt Russell.
Ooh. Now, hold on. Tom Cruise or Kurt
Russell? It's Tom Cruise. It's Tom Cruise.
Are you kidding me? Val Kilmer beats him, too. Iceman. That's right. He beats him, too. Get out of here with the Kurt Russell. But getting back on task talking about offense. You know, you guys don't get it. You guys don't get the pain in which somebody who's been through some things, maybe that's why you guys don't appreciate Top Gun and Love.
I've been through pain.
No, you haven't.
I had to use the Razor flip phone.
I had the Razor flip phone.
I did too. I'm saying like people.
Why is that pain?
Well, because the generation that's grown up with the iPads, those are the ones that never experienced the pain.
I had the Razor phone.
I used 25 cents to call my grandma when I was outside because I didn't have the phone. I went through that type of lifestyle.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I did that.
That's something.
I had to turn on the back light in the car to play the Game Boy because there was no actual screen light.
Well,
that's pain.
That's not pain because you had a Game Boy. Some people didn't have any Game Boy. You know what you have to do in the car? Look out the window. Okay? What
play tic-tac-toe on the frost on the window
do nothing. And like it. That's the other thing. And like it. Don't want to hear nothing about it. Don't make me have to pull this car over if you get bored with doing absolutely nothing. And what music are we listening to? Oldies. And why? Because he said so. And don't really ask why. It was decided that because I said so. Oh, and speaking of that, happy birthday, Dad. My dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, my dad's birthday. And so happy birthday, Stevie J. And Jen Squirtle's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday to everyone out there.
Yes. Now, before we get to Woody, who thinks that Top Gun is just okay, and this is a doctor, so I'll tell you what, his malpractice insurance should triple. I will say that before we get to him. Here's something that I've noticed lately. Some of this is since the Super Bowl. Philadelphia fans get mad, but they don't stay mad. Get mad, they don't stay mad with the team. They can stay mad with individuals like Ben Simmons. He'll never be forgiven. Nor should he. But the Sixers, people are mad at Harden. There are some idiots mad at Embiid. But the anger with the team doesn't stay. And I think that's why people look at the Eagles and think, oh, they can win the Super Bowl again. Because they've forgotten about how low it was when they were down 31-0 to the Bucks. Pre-Super Bowl, that sticks with us. Post-Super Bowl, it's all right. I got to see a Super Bowl before I died.
Well, you hit on something earlier. If the Sixers were rolling still, is there the level of Super Bowl championship caliber discussion happening right now with the roster? Or are we flying high with the Sixers?
Flying high with the Sixers.
And another thing here is, and I'm not here to discredit anybody out there, but we do know that journalism has changed. And I'm seriously not taking a shot at anybody. I'm just saying, in general, how much of some of this is, ooh, this will get some clicks, or ooh, people will read this a little bit more, or hey, if I speak about this team in a higher regards, maybe there will be some more intrigue around the social media world, or am I going a little bit too far with that?
No, I'll buy it.
Yeah, I'm not taking any story. I'm saying from a general sense on this will get clicks. Hey, a Super Bowl winning roster, the Philadelphia Eagles, if I tie this approach to it, maybe there will be more appreciation for what I wrote.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
I can go with that.
There's no way we go from where we were last year to even, I'll praise Howie more than most people here, even with all those moves. How can you make that extreme of a jump? Do you know how hard it is to say Super Bowl? When they won it, it was coming off of a 7-9 season where the expectations weren't to win it. So it's not as if you can't do it when the expectation isn't there. But I don't know how you take that monstrous of a jump after you've watched sports for how long you've watched them for. It's hard to go out of limb and say, oh, yeah, Super Bowl caliber, no doubt.
I agree. Now, let's talk to Woody. Then on the other side, a fan sent me something. I'm going to show you during the break, and we're going to kind of describe it for the people on the other side. Of etiquette with adults and why if I was at that game, this guy would end up getting thrown out of the game for something that I'll show you during the break. Woody,
okay.
You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up?
Hey, guys. So, one, I'm going to preference it with this. I'm agreeing with Hunter and Dylan because I haven't watched Top Gun since the 80s. I mean, not 80s, maybe the 90s, late 90s. I think it was on HBO. I haven't watched it
since then.
Come on, man. But what I remember, it was an okay movie.
Okay.
It is not solid. Is that better? But again, that's, you know, over 20 years that we try to remember this movie. I will watch it again before the new movie comes out because my friend already said he wants to go see it. So I'm going to go see the Maverick when it comes out.
Oh, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it Friday, 6 days from now, at a matinee. I'm going to watch it that day. I'm off that day. I'm going to see it that day.
So, okay. So I will see it, and my opinion might change, or again, because I'm hearing good things about Maverick, but that's just, it's okay from what I remember.
Right, so
Aliens is a really good movie, I would say, of 86. Personally,
Aliens,
from my memory, me remembering, again, Aliens was the best movie of the year. But again, that's just me remembering. That's it. I had to defend them.
I mean, I can't believe you're saying this. You know what it is, Woody? This is what it is.
I agree.
You're a studious gentleman, much smarter than any of us, all right? You do a lot of things. You were probably studying for big things. Big smart people things, and half watching the movie.
Right,
otherwise,
took his time away.
That's what it was. If you really were engrossed in the movie, and the fact that it has action, music, love, rivalry, death.
You know, I will give you that. I don't remember the last time I fully was able to engross myself in a movie between studying, parenting, and all that other stuff.
See?
So, and throw my hand into this. I did cut my hair. I did get divorced.
No!
I don't have the long hair anymore, unfortunately. That's the only place it is.
All right. Looks like it's staying.
Thanks a lot, man.
Looks like it's staying.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's got to be a correlation, of course.
There has to be. 610-632-0975. Earlier this week, I also brought up how Tobias Harris, before we get to the break, word of the week offense. We talk about how pretty much every day people have an issue with Tobias Harris. Oh, he's overpaid, blah, blah, blah. JT Realmuto is still the highest paid catcher in baseball. He's now one for his last 22, and he's batting .227. And no one says a word. Now, I'm not saying that it's apples to apples. What I'm saying is, for every 70 million Tobias Harris is overpaid calls, could we get one holding Realmuto responsible for the fact that when he was paid that way, it wasn't just for his defense. He was supposed to be also very good at the plate. He hit for no power last year. He's hit for no power this year. And he doesn't hit for any average, and he doesn't walk that much. Isn't, by definition, if Tobias Harris, who's a fine player, but overpaid, Realmuto's fine, but at this point, can't we say he's overpaid right now based on his production?
Absolutely. I've gotten more out of Tobias than I have out of JT. And I wonder if we're harsher on Tobias, or some out there are harsher on him, because the expectations for the Sixers is we're in championship mode. With the Phillies, we're hoping to finally see a playoff series. So because the bar isn't set as high, our frustration is as high. But it should be.
It should be. It's just, and I'm not saying it should be 1-to-1 ratio. I'm saying it shouldn't be infinity to zero.
Hold him accountable.
And there's no accountability for him as he continues to let this team down. And he's a guy who should step up with Harper out, and instead he stepped down. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Hunter Brody. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.